Well, you know, the summit is really about taking advantage of some investments from the federal government. The broadband technology opportunity funding came into the state, millions of dollars, and the summit is kind of an effort to sustain the momentum from that investment, and also to be good stewards of the public dollars and say, hey, this investment came in here, lots of good things happened. For instance, in our particular project, the Communities Connect Network project, we provided over 120,000 class hours, put in 200 new workstations in various computer labs, and provided training for, you know, more than 20,000 end users. And so how do we sustain that, and how do we keep it going? And so we're kind of bringing the people that are behind the digital inclusion movement, both thought, those thinkers, those thought leaders, stakeholders, funders, you know, public companies together, and say, what do we do? How do we keep it going?
You know, most of us work around computers. We have access all the time to the internet, but a lot of folks don't. How many of us actually don't have access right now?
Well, you know, on the state level, the numbers are saying that, you know, about 83% of residents have broadband access in some form. You know, that definitely dips when you get into rural communities. And then I think that what is really telling is when you begin to look at income, age, disability, English language learners, and those types of population, there's dips in there. And the city of Seattle is actually in the process of doing another kind of, you know, Seattle-centric evaluation, and they'll have some new numbers available for the city later this year.
Why do you think it's so important that we do have access to the internet? What are the consequences of not having it?
Well, you know, I mean, everything that we're doing nowadays involves a computer, whether it's at work and you're using your desktop, whether it's, you know, you're in your community and you're using your smartphone. But really, you're talking about being able to access jobs, earn a living, college applications, just really lots of basic types of things, interacting with your elected officials, turning in school assignments, And all those types of things are really important in today's world. And if you don't have the access, it becomes challenging to do those things. And I think the access is just one piece of that. There's also literacy in the sense that we need to know how to use the technology in the right ways and meaningful ways so that we can improve our lives.
Chris Tugwell is the director of the Metro Center YMCA and on the planning committee for the Big Digital Inclusion Summit.